blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh. Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
When I look at the clock, I go, ah! Ah!
Oh! Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
Once you've satisfied your hunger, get ready for more of the hottest casino games in Vegas. Our 24-hour, 30-table, non-smoking poker room proudly hosts all the most popular poker games with a variety of betting limits. Visit the poker room for a schedule of daily tournaments. Whether you're going to hold 'em or fold 'em, the best place for poker is at South Point Casino. You'll notice that our craps tables are usually the loudest in the casino. If you've never played, join one of our free craps lessons to find out what makes this game so exciting. Check with the craps dealer for schedules and give it a roll. Bingo is also an exciting way to spend your time. We offer 7 sessions of bingo every day.
Bingo!
And each session includes a cash ball jackpot, 12 bingo games, a progressive double action game, and a $10,000 bonus coverall. Electronic units are available. If you haven't played bingo with us, give it a try today. Guests can also get in on the action at our one-of-a-kind race and sports books. 2 separate rooms designed to maximize your experience and comfort. Our sports book, with over 400 seats, puts you right in the middle of the action, 24 hours a day.
I'm former Major League pitcher Andy Pettitte. I teamed up with Tunnel to Towers after seeing their life-changing work with military and first responder families. Now we're expanding our mission to help veterans struggling with homelessness. We want to help them rebuild their lives not only by giving them a home, but by providing the services they need. Please join me in donating at T2T.org.
My name is Wally Joyner. I was a first baseman for the Angels, Padres, Royals, and Braves. I give the Tunnel to Towers because of what they provide for the veterans, the military, the first responders, the police, the firemen who go out and put their lives in danger for our freedoms. I think it's an incredible charity, an incredible foundation. Their goals of helping the families that protect us. I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families with young children. Never forget.
The best of quarter horse racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Our next marquee event is California Breeders' Champions Night on Saturday, July 27th, with $600,000 in purse money on the line. The Governor's Cup Futurity will be headed by fastest qualifier, favorite Jess Hawk, while the Governor's Cup Derby will feature top sophomores, plus the Spencer Childers Championship Handicap for top older horses, and the Rolling A Ranch Matron Stakes for distaffers. It's going to be a great night of quarter horse racing. The best of racing always at Los Alamitos.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program on this almost Friday, Thursday race day show coming to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studios, the South Point Studios station at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital. And of course, we always ask you when you come to the YouTube channel, you go to YouTube, you hit punch in South Point Studios, you get to race day. When you get here and you're on to watch us and listen to us, the TV version of it, if you haven't subscribed already, do so. It is free of charge, and you can subscribe, and then you can go to the chat. On the page, there's a chat next to the streaming of the show, and the listeners can start chatting with each other, etc., about what we're doing, good, bad, or ugly. And it's just a nice little social way to get the day started. So make sure that you subscribe and chat on the Race Day Las Vegas spot at the South Point Studios at YouTube, okay? We welcome all of you who will be chatting and watching as well on YouTube, as well as all of our other platforms that we want to welcome, like our radio listeners here in Las Vegas at our anchor station, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. And then all of those darn platforms we have on the internet, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas, .world, .global. Go to any one of them, you can get our streaming. And we archive the streaming on those websites as well. And of course, if you're if you get your device with you, your iPhone, your Android, we got that covered too. You got the apps there. The KSHP app will get you the radio show streaming. And of course, the YouTube app will get you the YouTube streaming video and audio as well on your iPhone or your Android. Go to the App Store and get that, or anywhere you get your podcasting. Okay, simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the show. Well, we're taking a look at the weather across the country right now. It looks like it's pretty nasty going on from the Gulf Coast of Texas right up through Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, going up through Tennessee and right up to the East Coast, the middle of the East Coast, that's for sure. Looks like New York is clear, and Pennsylvania right now and Jersey, parts of Jersey, North Jersey are clear. And then you go up to north of the border into Canada and you got some more stuff going on there. But for the most part, the rest of the country is pretty clear. However, as you know, not only here in Las Vegas, where we are in our monsoon season, which means that, you know, we can get rain, we get clouds and rain boiling up any time in the afternoon, so is Saratoga. Now, you know the weather at Saratoga. The old saying is, if you don't like the way the weather is at Saratoga, stick around for 10 minutes, it'll change. Well, right now, Jonathan tells us that they are, as all systems go at Saratoga right now today. However, the clouds are getting ominous in the Saratoga area, so we'll wait and see what happens there. But outside of that's how the rest of the country looks. We are going to be under an excessive heat warning today. They tell us that by the time we top out today here in Las Vegas, we're going to get to 114 degrees, okay? That means hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. I'll tell you that every day if I have to, just to keep you aboard on hydrating yourself. Now, be limited outside in the outer area today, outside. And certainly watch the kids and the pets, keep them inside. And all the elderly and people who have a hard time with the heat, just check on them, okay? But stay hydrated. A lot of water, keep water, drinking water, stay hydrated throughout the day. Right now, it's 91 degrees outside, and we're going to get up to 114 today. Phoenix is going to get around 112. The Los Angeles area, 91. That's a little bit, just a little bit hot for the Los Angeles area. However, Del Mar is closer to San Diego and it is on the shoreline, so they should be fine today at Del Mar for the racing there as they begin their first full week of racing for this 85th Del Mar racing season. And as far as the in the mid part of the country, Denver is going to be 99. Chicago, good, 76 degrees there. And New York City, 85, Miami, 90 degrees, so you get it. It's certain parts right around the Midwest and in the Plains area, it's going to be a little hot, that's for sure, and certainly here in Las Vegas. By the time we get to the weekend, our temperatures should be dropping a little, but it's always fast, firm, and perfect in the book, in the race book. That's where you're going to be at, in the race book. all these fine racing going on. And of course, now with Saratoga and Del Mar, we got breakfast, lunch, and dinner going on in the race book. Early in the day, of course, up at the spa at Saratoga. Later on in the day, they'll kick it off by the beach in Southern California. Some great racing cards, too, it's going on. Competitive racing cards. But we got a lot of good stakes races coming up this weekend. We were talking a little bit about the Alfred G. Vanderbilt yesterday. That'll be at Saratoga on Saturday. And, of course, the Vanderbilt will feature the sprinter Skelly, who is working on a win streak there. Skelly is part, is the head of the field of the AG Vanderbilt. The Jim Dandy is going to turn out to be a dandy of a race. You have the Preakness winner in it, you know, Seize the Gray, and some very nice, very good stakes horses in there. Sierra Leone comes back. We're waiting to see what Brad Cox is doing with Sierra Leone, who's been kind of a troubled horse throughout the Triple Crown season. He's in the race. And, of course, Fierceness, who skipped the Haskell last week, he's going to be probably the favorite in the Jim Dandy. But that's going to be a hell of a race, a good race. It's a dandy of a race, let's say. That's for sure. And, of course, the Bing Crosby, which is a grade one stakes race at Del Mar, will be on Saturday. And returning to the Bing Crosby will be that super horse, the legend in his own time, the Chosen Vron, goes in the Bing Crosby. Also on Saturday at Del Mar will be the San Diego Handicap. Of course, that's a prep there in Del Mar for the Pacific Classic that happens there later on in the season. And in that race, Bob Baffert returns Arabian Night. So it's going to be some great racing going on as far as the stakes races around the country as well, and good, fantastic cards as well, competitive racing for good handicapping, both at Del Mar and Saratoga. Today, Del Mar has a carryover in the pick six that was left over from Sunday, okay? The pick six carryover, not a jackpot. This is a regular traditional pick six format. The pick six carryover today at Del Mar makes it an instant horse player holiday. It stands at $144,919. $144,919 is the pick six carryover today at Del Mar. So we got a lot of good stuff going on, that's for sure. So what happened yesterday at Saratoga? Well, yesterday at Saratoga, you had Jose Ortiz win a couple of races. Dylan Davis won a couple of races. And the pick six paid $62,167.50. Also, trainer Mike Maker had a couple of wins yesterday as well. But in the big race, the Honorable Miss, Spirit Wind, goes gate to wire in the Honorable Miss at Saratoga. That was their stakes race yesterday, ridden by Mike Smith. Now, you know Mike Smith is based right now in Southern California. It was just so highly unusual to see Mike Smith fly across the country to ride one race, and that was the feature race for trainer Safi Joseph Jr. So I guess this connection is going to start, because what Mike said after the race, when he won it with Spirit Wind went gate to wire, just flashed out of the gate and never looked back, paid $12 even for the win in the Honorable Miss. Mike Smith, in the interview afterwards, just said, well, when Safi Joseph Jr. calls you to ride a horse, get on the plane. He did. He won at Saratoga yesterday. Acidity was second, and clearly Unhinged finished third in the feature yesterday at Saratoga. And again, Jose Ortiz, Dylan Davis, a couple of wins, and Mike Maker had a couple of wins yesterday as well at Saratoga. All right, well, looking ahead to the racing today and some of the updated news items, Idiomatic, off of her win in the Molly Pitcher at Monmouth Park on Haskell Day, will now point towards the Personal Ensign, that Personal Ensign at Saratoga, and that'll be on the 23rd of August next month. And don't forget, we're getting into the final days of July here now. Churchill Downs has showed plans for more upgrades at the racetrack. They're going to build more stands, more seating at Churchill Downs. At the racetrack there, obviously, for their big Kentucky Derby week. But it's going to be towards the far turn of the grandstand area there. So they're putting, after that big paddock, $200 million paddock renovation, now they're going to work on more seats in the grandstand. And they have given notice at Churchill Downs that when they return to racing there in September, there will be no turf racing in September at Churchill Downs. They are they're still having, they're not having as many problems as they had in the past with the turf course, but they're really getting into that turf course to make it durable for their big season. So when the racing returns to Churchill Downs in September after the Ellis Park meet through the summertime, there will be no turf racing at Churchill Downs in September. But of course, remember that the Kentucky Downs, that special Kentucky Downs meet, will happen just before Churchill starts, and they've got all turf racing there. So that's what's going on in Kentucky. And as far as that incident that Jonathan Ardoon was talking about at Mountaineer Park, the disqualification the other day of the jockey who hit not only the horse in the face, was pushing the jockey, the other jock, in a driving finish. That jockey, Yuri Uranga, his name, got 10-day suspension after hitting the horse, the other horse that was competing with him, the competing horse. He hit him over the head with the whip and then tried to push the jockey as well in a crazy finish. In that, he gets 10 days. I know a lot of people in racing thought he should have got at least 30 days and a fine for that. That is a dangerous situation, and hitting the opposing horse right across the face with a whip is just not right. Simply put, in a heat of competition, that is just not right. So that guy got 10 days from Mountaineer Park. And as I say, the Chosen Brown is going for his sixth win. He's got 5 wins in a row so far in the Grade 1 Bing Crosby. That happens to be a win and you're in for the Breeders' Cup as well. And of course, Arabian Knight will face 6 in the San Diego, the prep for the Pacific Classic. All righty. Time to get started with the good stuff on the show. We got our handicappers, Jonathan Ardoon, Rich Eng, John Lindo, and Jerry J standing by. And of course, you have your racing menu coming up next, right after we take our first break of the show on this almost Friday, Thursday. Don't forget, when you're on YouTube, if you haven't subscribed, subscribe, hit that subscription button, subscribe, it's free of charge, and you can start chatting. You guys, you can start chatting and, you know, take a look at what we're doing and your opinions of what we're doing as well. Let's all get together. We'll be right back on the Race Day Show.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world. Our gaming amenities include over 60 table games and over 2,600 of the most popular slot and video poker machines. We have penny slots, including the popular Buffalo games, and real machines like Wheel of Fortune, Triple Sevens, and Megabucks. If you prefer video poker, try Deuces Wild, Double Double Bonus, or a variety of multi-denomination games. Or try your hand at one of the most popular casino table games in the world, Blackjack. Don't let the game intimidate you. Blackjack, also known as 21, is both easy and fun. And our dealers are always happy to assist. And the best part? Blackjack always pays 3-2. Next, check out the roulette tables. Roulette is one of the easiest casino games to learn, and so much fun to play. It's a favorite of both beginners and seasoned players. In addition to blackjack and roulette, our casino pit features over 60 popular table games like Baccarat, Pai-Gow Poker, Three Card Poker, Ultimate Texas Hold'em, and Mississippi Stud. So get out of your room and come join in the fun.
Okay, Okay, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Want to remind everybody out there, coming up Saturday, Jockeys Across America tribute to the Permanent Disabled Jockey Fund. There'll be events happening all at the racetracks across the country. And, of course, for contributions to the Permanent Disabled Jockey Fund. So it's Jockeys Across America on Saturday at your particular racetracks around the country. There'll be, like, autograph signing and all the other goody stuff to raise money for the Permanent Disabled Jockey Fund. So keep that in mind. Maybe go to get out to the racetrack on Saturday and enjoy the extra activities there on behalf of the Jockeys Across America. All right, time to go to the racing menu for today. We remind you, as we always do, the racing menu here on this show each and every day reflect the start times, the first post times of the Pacific time zone, because that's where we're at here in Las Vegas. These will be the first post times that roll out in our race book here at the South Point. We are in the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening on the many different platforms that we have and other, time zones, please adjust from whatever time zone you're in to the Pacific time zone so you don't miss anything, like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? First post times are that of the Pacific time zone. We begin with Delaware Park. Delaware Park has 8 races today, and their first post time is at 9:30 at Delaware Park. Belterra Park has 8 races today. They start at 9:35 first post at Belterra Park today. And then we go to Saratoga in upstate New York at the Spa, Saratoga. First post time is 10:10 today at Saratoga. And as I say, there's Jonathan tells us there's some looming clouds over Saratoga, so we'll wait and see about the weather conditions there. They have 10 races today at Saratoga. The feature race is the $200,000 Grade 3 Caress Stakes. This is at 5.5 furlongs, scheduled for the Mellon Turf Course, fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. A field of 14 before any scratches. It is a wide-open event. However, the 8-5 favorite in this race is Roses for Deborah with Irat Ortiz Jr. aboard. But it's a wide-open renewal of the Caress. 10 races today at Saratoga. First post time is at 10:10 today at Saratoga. Colonial Downs has 10 races. You know, they're really overloaded. They're heavy on the turf racing there, Colonial Downs. Today's 10 race card sees the first 2 races on the dirt, and then the remaining 8 races will be on the turf course at Colonial Downs, weather permitting, of course. They have a regular pick 6 carryover of $3,236 at Colonial Downs, and a first post time for 10 races at 10:30. Hawthorne Racecourse is next. They have 9 races at Hawthorne. They got a pick 4 carryover and a pick 5 carryover. Now, the pick 4 carryover is $8,829. Just a regular pick 4 carryover. The pick 5 carryover is $8,633. Again, the pick 4 and pick 5 carryovers, not a jackpot, just a regular carryover in their pick 4 and pick 5 today at Hawthorne. First post time at Hawthorne for 9 races set at 12:10. 12:10 first post at Hawthorne. Woodbine Racecourse, north of the border. They've got 8 races today. The Woodbine Super High 5 jackpot carryover stands at $5,240. First post time at Woodbine for 8 races is at 1:50. And then we go to good old Del Mar, you know, where the surf meets the turf. Del Mar has 8 races today. Their first post time is 2 o'clock this afternoon, and they got a goodie going as far as the carryover. And again, remember, their carryover at Del Mar is a regular traditional pick 6 carryover. The pick 6 carryover from Sunday, $144,919. $144,919 in the pick 6 carryover at Del Mar today. And their feature race today is the 7th on the card. It is the Cougar the Second Stakes at 1.5 miles on the main track for 3-year-olds and up. In this race, there are 6. However, we're expecting number 6, Clooney, to be scratched in the race. That'll leave 5 to go the marathon distance. And Reincarnate is 9-5. Salesman is 8-5. So it looks like a two-horse battle in this Cougar. Reincarnate, of course, is prepping for later on the Pacific Classic. And that's the 7th race on the card today. 8 races at Del Mar. Carryover in the pick 6 at Del Mar. That'll start in the 3rd race. 3rd race will start the pick 6. The carryover, $144,919. First post at Del Mar today is set at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock this afternoon. Penn National has 7 races. Their first post time is 2:45 at Penn National. Canterbury Park has 9 races. 6 thoroughbred races, 3 quarter horse races. The final 3 will be quarter horses, and they do have a quarter horse stakes race today amongst those 3. First post time at Canterbury Park for their 9 races set at 3:10. Evangeline Downs has 8 races. Their first post time is 3:30. And then we go to Charlestown. Charlestown's first post time for 8 races is set at 4 p.m. Charlestown has a pick 6 jackpot carryover, $5,775, and a first post time again of 4 p.m. at Charlestown today. All right, that's your racing menu for this almost Friday, Thursday. Now we go out to Saratoga. Under those ominous-looking skies is Mr. Jonathan Hardoon. Jonathan, good morning. I'm doing fine. Now, we don't have any ominous skies. We just got a lot of hot weather right here, right now.
Hot. You have hot skies.
Yes, hot.
Right.
So what do you think? Is it going to, you know, does it look?
I hope it pushes through. I mean, you know, you're never safe here. At any point, it could start raining. They said no rain. So if they're anywhere near right, it'll push past us and rain somewhere else down the road, I hope.
Now, Jonathan, yesterday at Saratoga, you're looking at the races, etc. You see the stakes race, Mike Smith, who does not ride at Saratoga anymore. He's based in Southern California. He rides in Southern California on a kind of a pick-your-mount type of basis. He's not, like, competing.
By appointment only. Yeah, remember Craig Perrett used to ride towards the end of his career? They would say, Craig Perrett by appointment only. Well, Mike Smith is kind of like, you know, when you get up there in your career and you don't want to risk life and limb in every race, you pick your spots. And, Ralph, honestly, I saw it. It registered, and I said, there's no way. There's going to be a jockey change. I'm just waiting to hear it, and I just forgot about it. And sure enough, after he crossed the wire, there was Mike Smith. I blew it.
Yes, he's selective mounts, right? That's for sure. But to ride for – I didn't do any research, but I'm guessing that if he rode for Safi Joseph Jr. in the past, has been on a limited basis. This might have been the first horse he ever rode for Safi Joseph Jr.
I think he rode him last time at Lone Star. The horse's last race was at Lone Star, and pointed out to me that he rode this horse before at Lone Star. But he doesn't ride for Safi Joseph, you know. Listen, Safi Joseph brought Drayden Van Dyke down to Florida, and he rejuvenated his career. He's hitting at about 30%. He's riding 90% or more for Safi Joseph, and he's given him quite an opportunity, and Drayden Van Dyke has taken full advantage of it. I mean, he's won more races there in a couple of weeks or a month that he's been in Florida than he'd won the whole year in California. So he made the right move, and you know, Safi Joseph, I guess if he likes you, helps you out and takes advantage, and you might as well take advantage of it.
Well, we know that Mike Smith's career doesn't need rejuvenating, that's for sure. He's a Hall of Famer, and it's done more than the average bear in horse racing, that's for sure. But it's nice to see that Smith thought enough, if he rode this horse at Lone Star, to say, I'm jumping on the plane. This is not like down the street, you know. This is like going across country. Especially with the airlines and all the, you know, problems they're having these days, flying people around, that he jumps on a plane and, you know, Saratoga doesn't have an international airport, so he had to fly in and then make his way to Saratoga to ride this horse. But there was no doubt about why he came to ride it, because he bolted out of that starting gate and it was Katie barred the door from that point forward.
And you got a fair price. You got a good price. I mean, they went for other horses in the race, and, you know, 5-1 on that horse. Obviously, after the fact, it's very easy, but the horse ran to his potential, and Mike Smith was just a passenger.
Well, we'll see if Mike Smith continues to follow this horse and certainly get a few other mounts maybe along the way for Safi Joseph Jr. This might be a team that's a budding team, that's for sure. Well, you know, we got a couple of great races out at Saratoga. They offered Vanderbilt and, of course, the Jim Dandy, which I believe is going to be a dandy of a race. But there's two real nice races at Del Mar, of course, on Sunday as well. The Grade 1 Bing Crosby at 6 furlongs for $400,000 for three-year-olds and up will be one of those Breeders' Cup winning your in races. So the horse who wins this gets a freebie for the Breeders' Cup sprint if they want to. And, you know, it attracted a field of 9, but among the 9, of course, is the Chosen Vron, who's certainly to be the favorite. Eric Kuldrak trains Hector Barrios will ride again. This six-year-old gelding just keeps coming to the races and keeps winning like a good thing, doesn't he?
Yeah, but this is no walkover for him, I'll tell you that much. This is a tough race, and it's a terrific race. It may be the best race of the weekend. First of all, the fact that the field attracted nine, I guess that's because it's a win and you're in, so people are taking a shot. But you have some legitimate horses there. Happy Jack for Doug O'Neill. Jackstown, who made his first start in 2 years for Bob Baffert, he's undefeated. This is a terrific race. Even Adam Rice ships a horse in from Churchill, closed the game sugar. So no easy time of it for the chosen Vron. Obviously, he's going to be the favorite and probably the horse to beat. But this is no walkover, I'll tell you that much.
Now, Adam Rice is obviously a relative of Linda Rice. What is he?
A nephew to Linda Rice.
Nephew of Linda Rice. Okay, so he's sending a horse out, and I'm guessing that there's a good reason for that. But the field, real quick from the rail out. Number one is Anarchist Kazuchi Kimura for Doug O'Neill. The two is Seized Through It, Tiago Piera for Canero Vallejo. The three is Straight No Chaser, Antonio Frisou for Dan Blacker. The four is Giant Game, Joe Talamo for Peter Urton. The five, Roll On Big Joe, Ray Lou Gutierrez for Bob Hess Jr. The six is Close the Game Sugar, Umberto Rispoli for Adam Rice. The seven is Happy Jack, Edwin Maldonado for Doug O'Neill. So O'Neill's got a couple in the race. The Chosen Vron is the eight. And the nine horse, of course, is Jackstown. Bob Baffert employs Juan Hernandez for that. So that's you're right. It's a good competitive field. And I would think that, it's probably the most talented field that Chosen Vron's going to run against for a while, but he's a tough customer.
He is, and believe it or not, if there's any crinch in his armor, it happens to be at Del Mar. I mean, I think he's won like 18 out of 23 or something. He's finished off the board at Del Mar. That's unusual. He's only 3-for-5 at Del Mar. That's unusual, and he has a second, so I don't know if he's ever going to get beat. It could be at Del Mar. We're going to find out.
Yeah, it's really it's going to be a great race. And so is the Grade 2 San Diego that is part of the Pacific Classic Series down there. Of course, these horses are aspiring to get to the Pacific Classic later on. Three-year-olds and up at 1/16 on the main. And the field looks like this. The one is Express Train, Mike Smith for John Sheriffs. The two is Katona, Tiago Piera for Doug O'Neill. The three is Dr. Venkman, Antonio Frisou for Mark Glatt, who's having a hell of a meet down there at Del Mar. The four, Arabian Night, returns for Bob Baffert, Juan Hernandez aboard. The five is Newgrange, of course, Kazuchi Kimura now riding for Phil D'Amato. And the six is Substanzador, Hector Barrios for Richard Mandela. That's the Argentine horse. So this is a good mix in this race, and of course, Arabian Night probably will wind up being the favorite.
Yeah, but the interesting thing about this race, Ralph, is you have six horses entered. Five of the six horses are making their first start back off of a substantial layoff. Sure. For the most part. Express Train wasn't out since April. Katana hasn't been out this year. Arabian Night was last seen in the Breeders' Cup. Newgrange hasn't been out since March. And Substanzador, while he makes his second start since joining the Mandela Barn, hasn't been out since May. Dr. Veckman, the only one that has any recency, has never been two turns. So this is a race full of question marks. Who's pointing for this race? Who's going to be ready off the layoff? Can Dr. Veckman go the distance? A lot of question marks, and it's only a six-horse field.
Yeah, there might be a little bit of a chess game going on among the jockeys in this race, that's for sure, as far as the way the race will shape up. But two great races there, a couple of great races at Saratoga. And, of course, on Saturday we'll be picking your brain for picks in those races. But now, right now we want to pick your brain for some picks today, because with that big carryover at Del Mar and the pick six and a competitive card at Saratoga, it's just another great day to get out and play the races. Where are we going first?
We're going to go to Saratoga. By the way, you were talking about the stake race, the ninth race today, the Caress. Mm-hmm. The big favorite in there, Roses for Deborah, is a late scratch.
Oh,
so that's certainly things up. Yeah, there'll still be nine horses entered, but again, it now becomes a wide open event. Roses for Deborah was clearly the horse to beat there. Anyway, we're going to look at the third race today, a mile and three-eighths on the inner turf course. And I like the number five horse in here, Just Deny. This is a three-year-old filly from the Danny Gargan barn, Junior Alvarado aboard to ride. She's listed at 8-1 on the morning line. Three starts this year, all of them very good. She won at this distance, breaking her maiden last time out. She's on the improve. She's a three-year-old who's just getting better. The price is right. 8-1 on the morning line. Junior Alvarado for Danny Gargan. I like number five, Just Deny, to win today's third race out at Saratoga.
Mile and three-eighths scheduled for the inner turf course. Mother Nature cooperating. It'll stay there in the third race, the five, Just Denied. I guess the five is the your horse in the third race. Nice, juicy 8-1 on the morning line, Jonathan. Good stuff.
Yeah, we're going to get her home, too.
And by the way, quickly, in the Caress Stakes, they just posted on the New York Racing Association website the scratches. I know you get them a little bit ahead of time. But in addition to the 8-5 favorite in the race, Roses for Deborah, being scratched, also scratched the 12, Hot Fudge, the 13, Everyone Loves Linda, and the 14, Speedy Traveler, numbers 10, 12, 13, and 14, out of the Caress, the big race at Saratoga. Del Mar, we got a big carryover in the pick six. Where are we going, Jonathan?
Well, we're going to send everyone home with a single in the eighth and final. Number 10, Oscar Joy, ran a big figure first time out for trainer Peter Miller. That was 6.5 furlongs on the flat. Now stretches out to two turns. He's bred top and bottom to handle it. Antonio Frasol aboard to ride. 3-1 on the morning line. Take it. Number 10, Oscar Joy, wins today's eighth and final out of Del Mar.
And that is on the turf. And with the weather down there in Southern California, we're assuming very confidently that it'll stay on the turf. The eighth race, the 10, Oscar Joy, the 10 in the eighth and final at Del Mar. Could be the anchor, and that is definitely the anchor race in the pick six, and maybe a singleton for pick six players on the show as well. All right, full sheets, though, at Saratoga and at Del Mar today, Jonathan, at your website.
JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe. Be well. We'll chat tomorrow.
You better believe it. Thanks a lot, my man. And coming up next will be Rich Eng, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting t2t.org.
Hello, I'm Dennis Quaid. For years, Tunnel to Towers has demonstrated a commitment to first responders and military families. They've paid off mortgages and built specially adapted smart homes. Now the foundation is expanding its mission to eradicate veteran homelessness. Please give our veterans a chance to reclaim their dignity by donating at t2t.org.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby. South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie,
Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Okay, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Now we're going to go to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
All right, well, Rich, we know that you do a Southern California sheet every day, so you'll have your Del Mar sheet available today at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. You will not be with us for the rest of the week doing some family special events for your family, that's for sure. So you'll be away, but your handicapping sheet for Southern California Del Mar will still be there each day that you're away as well, right?
That's correct. I'll be doing a Del Mar sheet every day while I'm traveling and on vacation. And I'll also have a pick for the radio show, Ralph. And, you know, yesterday I gave a tease about the Jim Dandy, and then I forgot that I wasn't going to be on the show on Saturday. But I'll be happy to give the horse out that I think is a real sleeper in the Jim Dandy. I know it's a small field, but I think this horse has a chance to get overlooked. But the horse is Batten Down, B-A-T-T-E-N-D-O-W-N. Junior Alvarado riding for Belmont. This horse won the Ohio Derby last time out. But this horse has pedigree out the wazoo, Ralph, to go not only a mile and a quarter, probably a mile and a half. I think if the race falls apart late, this horse is going to be running on late for Belmont.
I concur with the fact that he is definitely a contender in the race. I kind of think that Brad Cox is probably going to get Sierra Leone to run the best race he's run in a long time, try to get this horse back on keel. But like I said, the Jim Dandy is a dandy of a race, and Batten Down certainly, I believe, is a competitor. So your selection in the Jim Dandy on Saturday is Batten Down for Mr. Mott. And we will keep that in mind. Of course, your selections for Southern California continue throughout the weekend, and we'll get a pick from you for Del Mar today.
Yeah, let's go with a horse that I'm going to use as a single in my pick six, Ralph, at Del Mar. In race number six, it's maiden claiming 20, so it's kind of the bottom rung. But the number 10, Okasic, last time came off the shelf, ran for maiden claiming 40 and got beat. Just kind of ran an even race, split the field. But I think that race will be a nice tightener and drop down in class for George Papa with General Giovanni Franco Reg. So let's go with number 10, Okasic, in race six at Del Mar.
All right, sixth race at Del Mar, number 10, Okasic. This is a ship and win type of horse, too. In the sixth race, the 10 is your play at Del Mar. You believe that's a singleton for the pick six and the carryover today. The 10 in the sixth race. Get the rest of what Richie has to offer at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Even though Richie will be gone for a couple of days, the picks will be there each and every day. And Richie, enjoy yourself and have a safe trip.
Hey, thank you, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, you got it, my man. When we come back, we got John Lindo and Jerry J to wrap up this Almost Friday Thursday show. Don't go away.
We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food,
Baja Miguel's has all of your South of the Border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside. Or maybe you're in the mood for seafood. Big Sur Oyster Bar has fresh seafood prepared right before your eyes. Savor freshly shucked oysters, crab legs jambalaya, shrimp and lobster, beers on tap, and a selection of fine wines are perfect to pair with your seafood favorite. Whether lunch or dinner, you'll love this fun atmosphere located just off the casino floor. Ready to shake things up? Step back in time and treat yourself to one of the oldest restaurant chains in the country. Steak and Shake, famous for original mouth-watering steak burgers and hand-dipped milkshakes in a variety of flavors. For some old-fashioned fun, try Steak and Shake.
The best of quarter horse racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Our next marquee event is California Breeders Champions Night on Saturday, July 27th, with $600,000 in purse money on the line. The Governor's Cup Futurity will be headed by fastest qualifier, favorite Jess Hawk, while the Governor's Cup Derby will feature top sophomores, plus the Spencer Childers Championship Handicap for top older horses, and the Rolling A Ranch Matron Stakes for distaffers. It's going to be a great night of quarter horse racing. The best of racing always at Los Alamitos.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas. Where the turf meets the surf, down in Old Del Mar. Take a plane, take a train, take a car. There's a smile on every face, and a winner in each race. Where the turf meets the surf.
Now you know. We had to play that song sooner or later on the show, and so there you have it. Now let's get down to Southern California, where the man is just a stone's throw away from Del Mar, and that is Mr. John Lundo. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Well, we got 2 days in the books at Del Mar. Got a nice pick six carryover to make this an instant horse player holiday today as we begin the first full week of racing down at the beach. And I got to tell you, first weekend saw, you know, 1-for-17 wins as far as the ship and win horses.
Yeah, it wasn't a great start for the ship and win horses, so we'll have to monitor how that goes. But just 1-for-17, there's a number of them in today again, and we'll be monitoring to see. But, you know, you just know placement-wise, they're just trying to find the right levels because they get all those bonuses if they win, so they're at least well met.
Yes, that's for sure. A quick look at jockey trainers, although it's just a 2 days so far.
Right. The leading jockey right now is Umberto Rispoli. He won 5 races, all of them on the grass course, right behind Juan Hernandez with 4. Kyle Frey has 3, and they're bunched as far as the leading trainers go. Bob Baffert, Michael McCarthy, Mark Glatt, and Doug O'Neill. They each saddled 3 winners opening weekend.
What about the favorites?
22 races, 11 favorites, 50% for the first weekend.
Well, we know that 50% of the horses that weren't favorites managed to make the pick six carryover on Sunday to today. A nice pick six carryover, a great card of racing, that's for sure, at Del Mar. And, of course, as you say, it is a traditional pick six, and it's going to be a dollar-based bet, right?
It's a dollar-based bet, and again, they've changed that the payoff to an 80-20 split, so 80% of the money after takeout will go to the winning tickets with 6 winners today.
All right, John, all I can say is I hope that they, like you said, they work the track on the days off, so whatever the biases were like on the weekend, be forewarned that they have worked on the racetrack, and it might change, right?
Right. They did it after training Tuesday, which is their normal renovation schedule. So it's always you have to at least pay attention to see if it changed. We know speed was good on the main track, and so was the inside. Mm-hmm. We'll see if that continues today. So keep your eyes open and be ready to adjust if the track has changed.
All right. Remember, the Linda Report is available right now here at the South Point, free of charge, exclusively here, only here in Las Vegas, complimentary to the race players because they love horse players here. And John's going to give us a horse off that Linda Report for today.
Well, I'm going to take on Richie in race number 6. Number 13, Billy Joe Shaver, draws into the race with a scratch of number 6. Here comes Braylon. This is a horse that has proven form on the Del Mar main track. He's a big galloping horse. I think the outside post is actually going to help him. And there's some speed in here that I think is going to back up. I think he falls into the right trip. 6-1 on the program with Juan Hernandez aboard. Number 13, Billy Joe Shaver, race number 6, Del Mar.
All right, I got a Scirocco play then between you and Richie. You like the 13, Billy Joe Shaver, who does get into the race by virtue of that late scratch, or the early scratch, I should say. So in the 6th race, you like the 13, Billy Joe Shaver. Richie came with the 10, so I'm going to have an unusual number of an exacta box, 10, 13, 13 to 10. And, of course, the rest of the Linda Report right now available here at the South Point Racebook. All right, John, good luck today at the races. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, hit that pick 6, Ralph. Good luck.
I'm going to try, my man, that's for sure. Let's go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by with a very unusual shirt there, Jerry.
Not unusual if you're a bit of a deadhead.
Okay, you're a deadhead then. Your deadhead shirt on. That's a goodie.
You see what it says here? Dead and Company.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know.
That's for sure.
You see the hat?
Yes.
It's got 4.5 fingers for Jerry Garcia, because, you know, he was about as perfect a guitar player as you want, but he had an imperfect hand.
I know.
But make that of that.
Yeah, you're dating yourself there, that's for sure. But that's okay. It's very colorful. Okay, so we got to carry
Listen,
over.
I got to tell you, I was there. There was more young people than old people at the last concert.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice to know. It's a new generation of listening to music that's new to them and old to us. In any case,
right.
Today we got a carryover in the pick 6 at Del Mar and, of course, a competitive card at Saratoga. I want to remind everybody your power pages for all of Saratoga and all of Del Mar available at jerryjspowerpage.com. And now we'll get started with a pick or two.
Yeah, let's go to the 7th at Saratoga for our first play. Magnolia Midnight kind of pops off the page at me. You'll see the last race, the horse is in really good form. And last year, this horse just ran holes in the wind up at Saratoga. So I think the 5 is the right horse. I'll play him over the 2-6 reverses just to break even. It's all about the 5 in race number 7 for old Jerry J.
All right, 7th race. You got 2 scratches in the race. Actually, 3 scratches. The 1, 3, and 4. There is a 1A in the race, however. But in this race, you like the 5, Magnolia Midnight. The 5 over just 2 and 6 and reverse. The 5 over 2-6 and reverse. Don't forget the reverse in the 7th race today at Saratoga. What about good old Del Mar?
Okay, and I'll just tease you this before I go. My tease was pretty good yesterday. I have 2 star horses in the 6th race to go with what Richie and John have to say. So, just a little something.
Yes,
let's go to the 5th.
You're absolutely correct. Your tease was good, and I see where you're going with that. They got to get the power tape page, though, to see that in the 6th race. Where are you going?
Let's go to the 5th race. Mirinda at 5-1 for Gary Mandela. First time lay 6. I just like everything about this horse. I think she's a bit faster than these and looks nice on the grass. I'll take the 5 over the 1, 3, 4, 9. Do my 1, 3, 4, 9 over the 5, but we're going to sprint like heck on the turf today with number 5, Mirinda.
Okay, now, you know, Mirinda has the services of Mike Smith, who ventured all the way out to Saratoga to ride and win the stakes race for Safi Joseph Jr. yesterday in New York. Let's hope that his travel plans and his planes aren't grounded and he gets back in time to ride in Southern California at Del Mar today, because you like his horse in the 5th race, number 5, Miranda, with Smith scheduled to ride the 5 over 1, 3, 4, and 9, 5 over 1, 3, 4, 9, and reverse. Remember, folks, to always...
Hey, Ralph.
Yes.
I would take this horse if you were riding it.
Okay, well, I'm not riding it. And even if Mike Smith doesn't ride it, they'll get somebody who can make the weight and make a left turn. So this 5th race, 5 furlongs on the turf, the 5 over 1, 3, 4, and 9 and reverse. Always remember to reverse because, like Jerry says, with these key plays, you could be a little bit wrong and still cash, and sometimes cash better than if the feature play won, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know. Knowing how to, you know, reverse your exactas and play value, you'd be surprised how good it is.
That's right.
And it comes both ways.
That's right. All right, quick. I got 5 seconds to ask you your favorite Deadhead song.
Right now, it's Morning Dew.
Morning Dew. Okay. Anyhow, this Morning Dew is over, and we will be back tomorrow on Friday. In the meantime, we want everybody to get out there, enjoy yourself, safe journeys by all the horses and the jockeys. And Jerry has one more thing to say.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.